The next point, the penultimate point, is closely connected with that. Think of others. Especially think of those who don't have the benefit of the Dharma. And that means expanding. I'd like to see order members in this way becoming more adventurous. I'd like to see more order members, for instance, taking part in the Angulimala project. I don't think we've got more than 3 or 4 at the moment. And that's really, in a way, quite disgraceful. We ought to have more. So those who are in a position, practically and psychologically, to do some prison visiting, well, please contact Angulimala and see what you can do, how you can help. And of course, I think we need more centres. I don't think we can afford by any means to rest on our laurels. Think of all the people whom we could reach out to if we had more centres, not only in this country, but in others, elsewhere. I get so many letters, this is why I'm rather aware of this, I get so many letters from new people. Some of them, many of them, might even before they become mitras. And they all sing the same song. They say, I'm so pleased and so grateful that I've made contact with the FWPO. It's made such a big difference. It's changed my life. These are actually, literally, the terms that they use. Sometimes after just a few months of contact. But there must be many more people, tens of thousands of people, if not hundreds of thousands, who could write that sort of letter if there were centres of the FWPO in their particular areas. So in this country itself, and in Eastern Europe, and in South America, these areas I particularly think of, there are tremendous opportunities for spreading the Dharma, for communicating the Dharma, and bringing real hope and inspiration to other people. There's a lot more that I could say about this, but I think I'll leave it at that.